This is the Steve Cochran Show, live from the Allstate Showcase Studio.
WGN Chicago.
720 WGN.
Oh, it's almost our birthday. Did you know that? It's our one-year birthday of no budget. Ridiculous scenario that has to stop. And Governor Rauner joins us now to talk about support needed by everybody listening this morning. This is the number one talk show in Chicago. You people listening to this show can really make a difference this morning. Good morning, Governor.
Good morning, Steve. How are you doing today?
I don't want to have a happy birthday cake over this.
I don't either. That's why we got to stay persistent and try to get a grand compromise on a bipartisan basis.
All right. So tell me what happens in the worst case scenario if it doesn't happen so people understand the severity of this.
Well, unfortunately, we continue on where we've been, which is no budget, deficit spending, unpaid bills, jobs leaving the state, and just an economic mess. And unfortunately, it's not just the past year. We have had deficit spending and jobs leaving and higher property taxes and lower family incomes for decades now. We've been on a track for a long time in a bad direction. I'm optimistic. We've got to stay persistent. There are members of the General Assembly who have finally become fed up. They want to stand up and do the right thing separate from the legislative leaders. They are working in bipartisan fashion to come up with a compromise that will lead to a balanced budget and reforms to grow our economy and protect our taxpayers. So I'm cautiously optimistic we're making progress. And we got, as you point out, it's been a year, and now we've got 1 week left. We've got 7 days left in the General Assembly's spring session to try to get a grand compromise and get reforms. I'm optimistic we can get there.
And if we don't, then you're talking about throwing it back to get two-thirds of the House and Senate to agree on something, which makes it exponentially more difficult.
Yeah, it's actually in Illinois, it's 60%, not two-thirds.
Oh, okay. Well, that's 60 is plenty.
Better. Yeah, it's still hard. But, you know, I think we'll get there. I wish I could promise. I can't, but we've been working on many of these reforms for a year, so it's not like there's any, you know, kind of radical new idea or something that's so new that they can't get there. And frankly, our General Assembly, every time they've done anything of significance in the past, any real change, it's been done in the last 48 or 72 hours, often at, you know, 2 a.m. So they're used to working that way, and we've got a full week to go. So most of the reforms we need to get done are already in bill form. So I think we can get there. We just got to encourage the rank-and-file General Assembly members, especially the Democrats who've been unwilling to publicly stand up for reform. In private, many of them will say the right things, but it's a question of whether they'll actually take the votes and stand up publicly and say they stand for taxpayers' protection, especially our homeowners who are getting crushed by our property taxes. They stand with small business owners to get reforms so we can grow and get more jobs and higher family incomes. I think that if they'll stand up, we're going to get there and get good things done for the people of Illinois.
Talking with Governor Rauner, has Cullerton been a big part of trying to push this quietly or more publicly?
Well, certainly not publicly. He has privately pushed, not quite as strongly as I prefer, but you know what? He's been more of a positive role than anything else. So,
well, that's good.
The president for that. And you know, frankly, if it were just he and I negotiating, we'd be done. Frankly, if it were just Mayor Emanuel and I negotiating, we'd be done. We've been held up by the other leader. But you know, I think we'll get there. The good news is the rank and file members, who in the end, that's really what it boils down to. The rank and file Democrats are getting ready to step up, I believe. I hope that's true.
And that's what you said. I think it was on Monday or maybe it was yesterday, Governor, where you said a lot of the Democrats do support your ideas privately and your proposals, but fear for showing that support publicly or coming forward because of retribution. What does that mean?
Well, what's the right way to say that? It's just, you know, politics in Illinois is rough. And you know, we saw what happened. There was a representative in Duncan who stood up and voted the right way to protect taxpayers on one bill. And he's not a representative who I've agreed with on many things. He's very much a, you know, high tax, high spend guy. He and I have never philosophically agreed on a lot. But he stood up to protect my ability to negotiate on behalf of taxpayers with government unions. And he was taken out in his primary for standing up and voting the right way. So other legislative rank-and-file members look at that and say, wow, that guy stood up and did the right thing for taxpayers, but against what the direction was. We better be, you know, we're a little nervous about that. We don't want that to happen to us.
If you don't know who your elected reps are, it's very easy to find them. You just get online and Google it. Google, who are my elected reps with your zip code? You will get your House representative. You will get your state senator. And you can just pop off an email to both of them and say, I want you to compromise on a budget. I want you to work with both sides, and I want it done in the next week. If you have any concern for my support going forward, you'll do this. Please do the right thing. That type of wording is all you need to put in this email. It doesn't need to be some long diatribe. As a matter of fact, shorter and to the point, the better. But you need to let your voice be heard in the same way you do when you vote. Let them know that you're tired of this mess and you want it done. And Governor, let me just run through a few things here. Because you've been painted as the, you know, as the bad guy a bunch here. And you've been willing to speak out on this, and Mr. Madigan is not. I'm not interested in punching out Madigan. I'm interested in addressing some of the things that are said about you, and just give me a response to these. You hate unions.
not at all. Anybody who wants to join a union, terrific. My grandfather was a union guy. That is not true. What I am is very pro-job creation and pro-taxpayer. And we need reforms to protect taxpayers, and we need reforms to encourage businesses to grow and hire folks. Those reforms are what I'm fighting for. They're not anti-union. They're pro-growth and pro-taxpayer.
You're a successful guy. You're a rich guy, and you'd like to keep your friends successful, and you don't care about the little guy.
Oh, boy. That's so untrue. You know what? I believe, as a good book says, to whom much has been given, from whom much is expected. I didn't inherit any money. My grandparents lived in a trailer. My blue collar grandparents, and my whole life I've worked my fanny off for teachers. Teachers are my biggest source of inspiration, and I worked investing their pension money so they could have a better retirement. Done really well, phenomenally well. I'm very blessed. I've worked and tried to get results, and with the money I've made, and I've made a lot, I give back. I build the churches and schools and libraries and YMCA, and I give back. My wife and I give back generously. I ran for office as a volunteer, not taking compensation, to help all the people of Illinois get a better life, and that's what I'm focused on.
Yeah, just as a postscript to that, getting to know you and your wife a little bit through the campaign, I salute you, because I don't know why you did. You're doing fine. You don't need this kind of headache and the kind of beating you've taken in the last year, so I salute you for making the effort you've made. Having said that, is there anything else on the list of things that people say about Governor Rauner that you think are worthy of addressing in regards to getting this budget done?
No, really not. Politics is rough. There's a lot of ridiculous accusations that get made and outrageous statements by various. The folks who like the status quo, who like their power, don't want to change and are good with the way things have been going in Illinois, they see me as threatening. They see me as scary. So they're going to throw up all kinds of mud, dirt, whatever, and I just ignore it. It's irrelevant. I'm doing this because I love Illinois. I was born here, raised our six kids here. I built businesses here. I love Illinois, and I want a strong and prosperous. Change is hard. Change takes time. Change is scary. But we got to challenge the status quo. We got to get the government working for the people again, protect our taxpayers, especially our homeowners, and help small business. And that's what I'm 100% focused on.
And the compromise that we're talking about here is the governor's come a long way on these things. If there were 43 or 44 agenda items, you've whittled all those down and tabled them for the time being to three or four things that you can't move on, which seems pretty fair to me, in addition to the fact that you've been willing to put revenue on the table in exchange for the Democrat side stepping forward and saying, all right, you're putting revenue on the table, then we're willing to move on this. What is the this in that sentence?
Well, here's the key. We need regulations that are more supportive of small business so they can grow. The number one regulation that's crushing us is workers' comp costs. Injured workers need to be given health care for injuries on the job. They should be well taken care of. We have a system in Illinois that somebody can have an old back injury from playing basketball in college or high school and claim it in workers' comp in their 30s or 40s, claim it as a work injury when it's not. That's not causation. It wasn't caused by work. we need causation in the workers' comp system to bring down the cost, because they're pushing our employers and our manufacturing jobs out of the state. Even the Democratic Attorney General Madigan of Illinois has said we need causation in the system. So that's one critical thing. Plus, workers' comp costs hundreds of millions of dollars extra to taxpayers in government for these kind of injuries. So this is number one. The other big thing we've got to do is protect our property tax owners. We're getting crushed by our real estate taxes. We have the highest real estate taxes in America. We have got to deal with that. It's the number one tax that's pushing small businesses over to Indiana or down to Tennessee or Texas. We need to protect our property owners and our homeowners or small business owners. To do that, we need local control of costs of government, control over what gets bargained, what gets bid out, how contracting is done. Shouldn't be dictated by Springfield. It shouldn't be dictated by any particular union boss. And this is where the spin is. I'm anti-union. I'm not anti-union. I just want the residents of each community to run their government and manage their costs the way they want to run it. If they want to bargain everything, terrific. I'm not taking away anybody's collective bargaining. What I'm saying is local control. Let each person in their community decide how they handle their government. That the Democrats and Republicans support local control. Everything I'm proposing is bipartisan. Everything I'm proposing, Democrats and Republicans support. They support term limits. They support redistricting reform. There's a lot I proposed. I've taken most of it off the table for now, and I've said, let's get workers' comp reform, let's get property tax protection, and let's get pension reform so we can save taxpayer money. Those are very reasonable things, and they're bipartisan.
Governor, I know both sides have to give an order for a compromise to be reached and a budget to be signed, hopefully, by the end of the month. But does that mean any sort of a tax increase for Illinois residents?
Well, I have to say the Democrats are a supermajority, and as Speaker Madigan said last December, he'd like to go back to a 5% income tax to start. And he said those were his words, 5% to start. I'm open to new revenue, and I'm an anti-tax guy. I'm open to it, and I've asked our Office of Management Budget to work with the Democrats about new tax reforms and new ideas, and we put some new revenue on the table. I'm willing to do that, but I'm only willing to do that in the context of taxpayer protections, especially for our homeowners, and regulation burden reduction so we can grow the economy. Because if we don't grow, if we don't get more jobs and higher paying jobs in Illinois, none of these other problems are getting fixed. We got to become more pro-job creation and pro-taxpayer protection for our homeowners, and that's what I'm insisting on.
I volunteered last time you were on to, be the mediator to try to put you and the mayor back together and reunite the two of you. How are you two getting along?
Fine. It's frustrating. He's trying to make some changes and has been pretty much 100% fine. I would love him to stand up and do more, but it's hard. Again, the retribution issues coming from the leaders in the legislature are daunting. And if it was just the mayor and me negotiating, we would have been done. But, we just got to stay persistent and keep talking, and we'll get there. I'm an optimistic guy. I believe in the people of Illinois. We can be a proud, prosperous state again with lots of jobs and value for taxpayers. We just got to stay the course and get some reforms.
Well, I'm asking for people to speak out. Do you share that? You want people to contact their reps?
Oh, boy, do I ever. I say it every day, and thanks, Steve, for saying that. Listen, the elected representatives, in the end, they're scared of retribution from leaders, but you know what? In the end, if they hear from their voters, their residents in their districts, they hear from them, they respond to that
right. Eventually.
And we need folks to contact your state rep, especially the reps, although the Senate needs to be contacted too, but Democratic House members who've been saying the right thing in private but not willing to stand up publicly and get reforms, they need to be contacted. Call or email your state rep and say, let's get a compromise and let's get really balanced budget. Stop the deficit spending that's been going on for decades. Balanced budget with reforms.
Yeah, and if you're a leader in whatever your community is, and you're going out with friends for coffee today, or you're going to see people later when you pick the kids up from school, whatever the case may be, make this part of your conversation. Spread the word. And let's get this done. And I share your optimism. I think, and by the way, I think the speaker is going to come to his senses on this too. And over the next week, hopefully sooner, it doesn't have to go to the last hour, this will get done. And, the last thing, Governor, of course, is no high fives, a simple handshake and moving back to get the real work done.
Exactly right.
All right. Listen, I know how busy you are. I appreciate your time. And again, contact your reps. Thank you, Governor Runner.
Thanks very much.
See you. That's Governor Bruce Rauner. Again, there's a lot of bluster that goes back and forth. And there's been times where the governor has shot from the hip and said things that haven't helped his side of this discussion. But that's why I asked him those questions. You hate unions?
No.
No, he didn't hate unions. Do you hate people that don't have money? You just take care of your rich friends? And, you know, if you're on the side of this argument where you go, well, of course he's going to answer the other way. Okay, then he's lying to your face. And if you firmly believe that, then you're not going to see his side of this at all. But again, why does a guy with his kind of money and his kind of life...
Who doesn't take a salary, by the way.
Yeah, need this aggravation? Why would he go through what he's gone through in the last year unless he truly believes he can make a positive impact on the state? Now, time will tell if he has or hasn't, because in the first year it's been pretty tough. But somebody's got to stop the bleeding in Illinois. And he's taken a lot of crap in the last year for it, as has Madigan. Yeah. But that comes with the territory, that comes with the position. So ask your reps to do the right thing or tell them you won't vote for them. That's it. That's all you. The people that are elected to represent you aren't representing you. Ask them to do their jobs.
That might be what they need to hear.